And pleasant good morning as we wrap up our morning broadcast from the International Crop Expo. And, of course, these broadcasts are brought to you by NewTek, the Upper Midwest Undisputed Yield Leader. And we're going to talk a new product, something we haven't talked about at all on Ag News 890. We'd like to stay on top of what's going on out there. We're going to talk with Dr. Manas Banerjee, right?
Yes.
And, of course, he is the president and CEO of Excite Biotechnologies out of Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Yep.
So let's talk about what Excite Bio does.
Excite Bio is a company, it's a new agriculture biotechnology company who does different kinds of innovative and new microbial technologies, microbiology, little bugs like your bacteria, fungus, actinomyces. Those can be very beneficial for plant production or crop production, just like we have a couple of products right now, one for soybean, which is called Soy Rizo, and another product for pea and lentil, which is Pea Rizo.
Okay, now that's available. And you have a booth here, correct?
Yes, and booth number 64.
Okay, so anybody who's coming to the International Crop Expo can stop and find out all about the products that Excite Bio has. And you're also a professor at Western Ontario University?
Exactly, yes.
So what are you teaching there? You're teaching this kind of products there?
What our technology is depends on the plant microbial interaction. So how the plant interact with the soil, and what's the microbiology and what's the soil biochemistry happens. So what is the things we need to know to give a boost to the plant so that you have a better production? So that's exactly our technology is all about. The technology we're working on is called Advanced Growth Promoting Technology. It's called AGPT. Nobody in the industry, in the biological industry right now have it. So Excite Bio is the only company who has done that. But it all depends because I'm a prof, I still have students and stuff like that. So what is all depends on the research, what you have come up with. We work with about 8 or 10 different land-grant universities in the U.S., like University of Nebraska, Lincoln, North Dakota State University, Purdue University, University of Michigan State, Ohio State University. So all our research, whatever we come out from Excite Bio, it has to go through all the scientific trials and research. Then if we see, this is good results, and all the profs also kind of agreed on that, and then we go into the farmer's trials because we believe in the farmer's equipment, how they work it. Ultimately, we have only three priorities. Number one, farmer's ease of application. Number two, farmer's ease of application. Number three, farmer's ease of application. If the product doesn't work in a farmer's field in his real situation, Excite Bio doesn't launch a product. So the products, Soy Rizo and Pea Rizo for soybean and pea and lentil, this has been proven, and it is very friendly. It's one in package. You don't have to do anything else. That's the package you get. You add with your seed treatment or you directly add. So that's the user-friendliness in our product.
Okay, what we need to do then, do we need to take some soil tests to find out if this is going to work with our products?
No, you don't need to have any soil test. If you're growing soybean, we most probably already know about some biologicals, inoculants. It is a different kinds of inoculants. It's inoculants, but it's a different kind. What happens if you go to Iowa, Illinois? Each state has 10 million acres of soybean growing area. Less than 5% of the farmers are using inoculant. Why? Most 1 year they get advantage, another year don't. Because there is no consistency. So that's why I say, why I have to pay for this product. So the thing is, what we came up with this, most of the traditional inoculant products they try to outcompete the inhabiting rhizobium. What is in the soil? They try to outcompete, and the introduced ones, we are the better ones. Sometimes it does. Then you get a good result. But another time it doesn't, so you don't get a good result. But we don't want to live with this inconsistency. We want to, every time we do it, it's supposed to do a job because farmers are paying every time. So what we want to make it worthwhile for a farmer, so a return on investment, we have to make it consistent year over year. So what we did, we introduced some bacteria, and again, we try to make a friendship with whatever inhabiting there and make a synergy between them, so it will look like 1 + 1 = 3. So that will give us the consistency year over year. And that's why our test results from North Dakota State University, Ohio State University, our own trials also giving the results. So anybody coming to our booth, booth number 64, they can see those results. They can go to our website, which is www.excitebio.ca, and they can come talk to us, any of us. And there's lots of literature out there as well. And so I think this is a something totally innovative and new products. And I think this is a one thing obviously we want to talk about is thinking of using biologicals in your arsenal. You know, we are very concerned about the environment. We have to think about the chemicals, what we're using, what's the advantage, disadvantage of that. And I think as a scientist, as a prof, I think biologicals is a huge play role to play here. And as we go forward, a product like this, which is naturally occurring, no genetically modified, nothing else, it's a nature-enhancing nature. That's the concept we are using. Mother Nature is the biggest teacher in the world. We just go and try to see, can we see something which we can learn and use for our benefits of our crop, for the benefits of our farmers. So that's exactly our motto is.
Okay, so essentially, this is kind of an organic type product.
It is organic, but it is you don't have to be organic, but it is organic in general because it's a bacteria, it's a live bacteria, and we have some food for the bacteria. So everything is pretty much organic. But you don't have to, you know, you don't have to be certifying or anything because it's pretty much, it's, if you think about it, just like you and me, if you want to live, we have to eat food. So in this case also, if you want to, this little bugs has to grow, multiply, they call it, and then we have to give them substrate or food. So we have that in the formulation. So that will, it's a longer shelf life. You know, and then most of the guys, the soybean farmer, what they do, or the seed treatment guys, they use this inoculant with some kind of seed treatment. Okay?
Okay.
So, and then we have at least 21 days window after you treated with this bacteria and the fungicide. So you still have a, that's, like, generally it's better if you treat it and go to the field. But sometimes rain comes in or something happens, you cannot do it. But we have a window of 21 days. You have a, just a precaution. But as a scientist, I say, go and do it if you can right away. But for safety net, you have a 21 days for this. That's also pretty, not everybody has it, I would say.
Okay. So essentially, you're working with NDSU out of Fargo.
We are talking about the main research you have done with NDSU Carrington Research Station.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And there is Minot Research Station. Those are the one in North Dakota. Then all, we also work with, depending on the crop. So in Minot, we mainly focus on pea and lentil. But in Carrington, we focus on soybean. Then we also work with Montana State University, where is again pea and lentil is the one. Ohio State University is the soybean one. Depending on what crop, but the major crop is there. So we go and to work with those universities. Those are expert on those kind of crops.
Okay, so what's the results on this? How much of a yield boost are we looking here?
Okay, but in 2011, we have a fantastic phenomenon. You remember last year was a little moist.
Wet.
A little wet, moist. So we got about 3 to 9 bushel advantage, depending on where you are. We got one time we got a 26 bushel advantage in one location.
In one trial.
Yeah, in one trial. But that's not it, you know, that's not obvious normal. So we got in about 3 to 9 bushel, you know, anything like that. So you should be expecting something like a 10-12 bushel, 10-12% advantage.
So a good, good return on investment.
Very good ROI. Very good return on investment. Yeah, and say because we are a smaller company compared to the big multinationals or something like that. So we try to do one thing. We do believe in sustainability of a business. So there is a few, like as a triangle, one point is, you know, distributor dealers, other is a developer or manufacturers, and the other is the farmers. Most of the time, these two always make money, not the farmer's part. But we, as a professor, I don't like that. I want all three to make money.
Yep.
So that's why the ROI is very, very, very viable, and it has to be. Any product comes from Excite Bio's pipeline, it has to make sense for the farmers. Then only it will be sustainable. We talked about sustainable agriculture, but if these guys all have to working on this, their livelihood depends on them, so you have to, all of these guys has to make money. That means ROI, return on investment, have to be good for all of them.
Okay, I understand it. And guess what? Time flies when you're having a good time. Okay, that website is excitebio.com.
.ca. You can go to .com as well, but it's a www.excitebio.ca because it's a Canadian company. But even if you do .com, it should go to there too.
Okay, and we should probably explain that Excite is spelled X-I-T-E-B-I-O.
Exactly.
.ca.
Okay, yep.
Okay, Dr. Manas
Banerjee. Yes.
Yes, I did get it.
Yep, you're right about it.
Okay, appreciate the time, and we'll try to send as many over your way as possible. And, of course, it's going to take a little education on these guys out there to actually find out about all this stuff.
I would say the farmers are pretty smart. They understand what they're doing, what is supposed to be going into their seed and what's supposed to be going into the field. They're all nature's friendly. They know what is good for their land. And I think there's here is one more thing for their arsenal to do a better production.
Okay. Did you make it to the Brandon show? Were you there at the...
Not yet.
Okay.
Because we've been to the Kmart in Minot.
Okay.
Because our products are launched in U.S. right now.
Okay.
Both the products. So once we are waiting for regulation for Canadian one, once we get it, we immediately go to different kinds of shows in Canada as well.
Okay. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. And, of course, we're going to take a break here. You've been listening to the New Tech International Crop Expo Reports right here on Ag News 890. And let's check out Markets on the 10s.